Section 1. When the wing gives way. When the wing gives way. 1. How to feel his death. On the street. The shots. My friends scream. One cracked the air. The other pierced the thin veil. A usual evening returning from somewhere, returned from many times before. When I look for where to fix the broken city that I love, the whole tower wobbles. What the government hasn't done, what the gunman's parents didn't do, what I haven't done with my puny song. And now, the sirens. And now the neighbors say, did he resist? And now, how can I live in this place or any place? Can I live with myself, a part of his self lying there, a part of the selves who dropped him there, all of us under the wing that is no wing? 2. In my mind voice, without knowing why or from where it came, a whisper. When the wing gives way. When the wing gives way. I want to be more ready than I am today. Ready to let what is left lift me, draw me into meanings that will shatter me more than this. And God goes blank. 3 times today I thought of God. First, with a man who watched the sky turn black. Weird, sort of desperate, he said. Next, in a poem by Rosenberg. Infinite wing, and dark gargoyles under it. But from your center light breaks through you. The Creator's voice in your midst, in the midst of the world. A student, in her thesis, wrote of little tabernacles, hush harbors. Slave women hung wet quilts and hid there to muffle their spiritual song. Master, no master. Doubt. I look at it this way. Either you exist or you don't. I don't think, in your case, that there's an in-between, a sort of God. And the point seems to be not to think about it, or to reason about it. But here's the thing. If I am to believe in what others say, these others being agents of yours, then I was made by you in your image. And since I am predisposed by nature to question everything, it would seem you wanted it this way, that you are also this way, that you sewed into me a weak thread that you hoped would unravel, setting me off course with respect to you. It's an odd strategy, but the same one who invented oxygen invented doubt. And I guess that sort of variety keeps things moving, which you are a fan of. No doubt about that. Thamar dreamt of birds in her throat. But not everyone has the benefit of such dreams. For some of us, the bishops intervene. Each year in deep winter, though older, wrinkled, we walk again from the parish school to the church. The bishop waits behind the rail with his tall hat. The creamy robe scrapes the marble floor. He is rarely seen without his gloves.